At 22:03 is the time, and our sound advice guest this afternoon, it's the gadget detective. Fevzi is standing by. Afternoon to you, Fevzi.
Afternoon.
Nice catch up with you. Now, we've got a couple of gadgets we're going to look at, but if somebody wants to get in contact, 81333, our usual text number, start with your message with the word radio. Fevzi can answer, well, all sorts of questions. We'll come to an email in a moment, canon@bbc.co.uk, if you want to email. But tech advice, how many things are you testing a month, do you reckon, Fevzi?
Oh, well, we test much more than gets broadcast because we try and sort of highlight the best ones. 20,
right.
Okay. Well, there's probably 20 going at any given time. So my watch will be different and my smartphone and my tablet will be different. It's actually a great upheaval because I'm constantly shuffling data from one device to another device.
Doesn't it drive you mad?
It does, just because when you get comfortable with something, you have to change it again, which is...
Right.
I think that's an allegory for life, though.
Right. So. And do you change your whole life onto the thing you're trying, or do you sort of like, you know, keep your favoured phone in the background that's got everything on it?
As far as possible, I try and use a new gadget as what one might call your daily driver, because that's you can only learn so much from specifications. And the real test is, can you... you know, put it to good use. Are there any quirks? I mean, I have enough experience to be able to adapt to new devices fairly quickly, but even then, it is a wrench. And as I say, you know, transferring the data across, particularly if you're going from iPhone to Android and back again, it's you know, not ideal.
Drive you bonkers.
Well, yeah, that would explain a lot, I guess. But,
do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got a question for Fevzi, 81333, text us. The message needs to start with the word radio. Right, let's start with one of your gadgets. You've got two gadgets of the month. So we're going for a sleep analyzer.
Yeah, so this is from a company called Withings, which is a French company that specializes in health and fitness tracking devices. So they do very good medical grade smartwatches. They do blood pressure monitors. They do very intelligent scales. I know you use one of them yourself. And they've updated the sleep analyzer. The sleep analyzer is a device that goes under your mattress and measures how you sleep. So measures when you sleep, measures what type of sleep you're getting. So is it light sleep, deep sleep, REM sleep, where you know you're dreaming? Because only the latter two are restorative. If you could sleep for 8 hours, but if you're in light sleep a lot of the time, your body is not going to be healthy because it's not getting a chance to restore itself. It can detect snoring, which is quite remarkable, because this is imagine a little grey rollout pad that's I don't know, about 3 inches 3 inches wide and about a foot long, and it just slides underneath the mattress. If you sleep with somebody else, it slides underneath your side of the mattress, otherwise just under you, and it can detect using microphone snoring, for example, which is remarkable considering, I mean, my mattress is particularly thick. I think it's approaching 14 inches deep, and still it works, which I think is testament to that. So it listens for snoring, but it also is able to detect a condition called sleep apnea, and I'll explain what that is in a moment. But there's lots of devices out there that say that they can measure sleep disturbances or sleep apnea, but this one is actually medical grade precision, and that's important because, you know, the devil is in the detail and you don't want to get this wrong. So sleep apnea is a condition that some people suffer from where, without necessarily knowing that they have it, they stop breathing typically a few times an hour throughout their sleeping. And this can be dangerous. You don't die immediately from lack of oxygen, but what it can mean is that it can trigger other health conditions. It can make you more prone to have atrial fibrillation, which is an arrhythmia of the heart, and it can be very dangerous. So, but people often don't know they have it, and particularly people who sleep alone don't know that they have it because, you know, no one's telling them even that they're snoring necessarily. Not all people who snore have sleep apnea, and not all people who have sleep apnea snore, but there is a large overlap of those two groups. So this device can actually pick up on that, and it synchronizes with an app called the HealthMate app, which actually, I have to say, works very well. Of all of the type of apps that I use to do these different ecosystems, including Apple's one, the Withings HealthMate app is my favorite because it works really well. It synchronizes, so the mat under your mattress synchronizes with your phone. So when you look at the data, you can see what sort of sleep you've had. It will give you advice.
So what's it told you about your sleep that you didn't know?
Well, I know quite a lot about my sleep already because I've been using one of these devices, the forerunner of this device, for over a year. It told me, for example, that although I was sleeping a certain number of hours, that the quality of that sleep wasn't very good. And it gave me advice on, you know, improving what they call sleep hygiene, which is things like, you know, don't stare at blue lights, don't have devices in the bed with you, try and wind down for about half an hour beforehand, try and avoid certain foods and so forth. It will give you advice, you know, and it does it in a good way. It's not too nanny-ish. My Apple Watch, for example, tells me to breathe. And I really don't like a machine telling me to breathe. It's bad enough that 50 minutes into the hour, if I haven't stood up, it tells me to stand up. I can tolerate that. But it's like being in the military. I mean, if, you know, breathe, stand up, shoulders back, you know, all this. But the Withings app is kind of more gentle in the way suggests these things to you. The other benefit of this, because some of these features are available on wristwatches and even on rings that you can wear, but the benefit of this is you don't have to wear anything on your wrist or on your finger to bed if you don't want to. And the other benefit is that if you are using a smartwatch during the day to monitor everything during the day, and then you're using it at night to monitor your sleep and your breathing and whether you've got sleep apnea, when are you going to charge your watch? Because a lot of smartwatches, you know, some of them barely go a day without needing a charge. Whereas when you've got the mat under there, you just plug it in, it's fine. You just forget about it. You don't have to worry about charging it. You don't have to worry about, you know, did I have it on? Did I leave it off tonight? It just works. It detects all sorts of metrics. Like, for example, how long after you actually get into bed do you fall asleep? How long after you wake up do you actually bother getting out of bed? And these are all these sort of things that help you.
It's fascinating, isn't it? And in the year that you've had that, do you think your sleep has got better as a result of having the kit?
Yeah. I find that this idea of what they call biofeedback, the ability to measure something about the way your body works, see it in graphical form or whatever form, you know, speaks best to you, and the ability to do that really helps me improve it, because it's when it's measurable and when it's on a chart, it's a goal, it's something I can, it's tangible. Sleep is one of the most intangible things we do, obviously, because we're not conscious, and to have something that can actually say, well, this is how you did. It's very close to the quality of if you were to go into a hospital and have a sleep study overnight. You know, it doesn't do everything that the full sleep study does, but it's remarkable how far these things have come. And then you can output the data and share it with your physician if you or it thinks that there is a problem. And it strikes, in my opinion, it struck quite a good balance between being overly cautious and being negligent. You know, you don't want to alert someone to every little thing that might be wrong, because then you have the worried well overloading the NHS. On the other hand, you don't want to, you know, have people walking around with illnesses that could affect their lives, because sleep apnea is, you know, treatable. It's not necessarily great treatment. You're talking about CPAP machines with the masks, or in some cases people wear things into their mouth to pull their jaw forward to help them breathe. But, you know, people stopping breathing at night is a problem, you know, because you know, it can be associated with heart conditions and dementia and all the things that you could imagine might follow from not having enough oxygen in your blood.
Well, give us your star rating and how much this costs as well.
4.5 stars out of 5, which is as good as it gets. Nothing ever gets 5. In terms of price, I think the list price on the UK is about £100. Wow. I noticed on the Withings website, which is I think withings.com/UK. I noticed when I looked, don't hold me to this, but last time I looked, which was a couple of days ago, it was a shade under 80, which I think for that price in particular, it's a bargain. But I don't think you can put I mean, obviously, if you don't have the money, you don't have it, and that's perfectly understandable. But if you've got disposable income of £80 and you're thinking, shall I spend that on Hue lighting or a game or you know, is disposable income, then I would say this is a really good way to spend your money.
Here's a question. Somebody, you haven't left your name, but I sleep alone in a double bed and have sleep issues since I have had since my teenage years. I often roll from one side of the bed to the other and get to sleep. So would this sleep device not be any good for me?
No, it can work. You can just... So if you're in the... If you're on one side of a double bed, you would put it near the edge where you sleep, the side where you sleep. If you are the sole occupant of a large bed, then you just put it in the middle.
Yeah, makes sense. Another quick question. Simon here in Haywardsea. This is away from bedding, but he said, can you ask your expert, that's you, Febsey, just in case you wondered.
Okay, just I was wondering. I was looking over my shoulder as you said it.
What is the easiest way to transfer all your data from a Samsung Galaxy to an iPhone? There you go, Android to Apple.
Okay, so Apple have realized and now admitted that they're not the only phone manufacturer in the world, and they actually have an import tool. So when you set up a iDevice for the first time, it gives you a number of import options. One of them is to set it up as a fresh phone with no data on it. Another one is to import from your previous iDevice, and the third one is to import from your Android-based device. And it does a reasonable job. It's not perfect because the way that the devices store their data isn't exactly the same, you know. But you can choose that import option when you are first setting up the iDevice. If you've already set up the iDevice, what you can do is you can back it up and then do a full reset and then transfer the data up that way.
Okay, another email here. This is from Malcolm. Could you please ask your computer guy the following question? I've just entered the 21st century by purchasing a Windows 10 laptop and need some advice regarding Office software. I've always had Microsoft Office products, but it's only available as Office 365 online, and I'm not keen to purchase. I've seen you mention LibreOffice and wonder, would that be the way forward? And if I went with Libre, would I be able to use all my MS Office documents in it?
Yes. Okay. So that's an excellent question. So Office 365 is the online cloud-based version, which has some benefits because it means you can access the document, your documents in the cloud, which means from several devices you can still get to the same document. I personally am not a fan because I like my documents to be stored locally under my control, not in the cloud on an, you know, which is a euphemism for an American computer network, you know. And from a security point of view, I prefer to do that. You can still buy Office, which is not Office 365, which installs on your computer in the conventional way. But Microsoft have made that harder to find and more expensive. And the reason why they've done that is they want you to use a cloud-based one. To come to the other part of your question, LibreOffice is a free office suite which has a word processor, has a spreadsheet, has the equivalent of Microsoft PowerPoint on it for presentations. You can set it up in such a way that it's completely file compatible with Microsoft Office files. So DocX files, XLX files, you know, for your spreadsheets, PPTX files. So in other words, you can do it and you can do it all for free. And I think it's an excellent place to start. They update it reasonably well. It seems to be secure and stable, and it can read documents. So if someone sends you a Word document as an attachment, you can open it, read it, and then you can edit it, save it again as a Word document, and email it back to them or share it in whichever way you want to. So I think it's a great, you know, reason to have it. It's slightly different in the way that it works, but it actually looks pretty similar. And given that most of us don't use more than 10% of the functionality of even our word processors, you know, it doesn't take long to just get used to it. Just things are in a slightly different place, essentially. But it's free. We like free.
We like free. Okay. We're running out of time, so let's get to quickly rattle through our gadget of the week or the month, number two. And this is a phone sanitizer.
Yeah. So this is interesting. So this is from a company called Belkin, who are well known for doing accessories for computers and mobile devices. It is a phone sanitizer and a wireless charger built in. So imagine something that is... looks like a, if I dare say it like this, looks like a coffin for a phone. It's like the shape of a phone, but bigger, with a top that sort of flips up. When you put your phone, or in fact, it can be any small item. You could put keys, credit cards, rings, anything that you want to sanitize. You put it in this device, you shut the lid, you press the button one, two or three times, depending on how long you want it to sanitize for. So one click is 3 minutes, two clicks, I think it's 10 minutes, and three clicks stops it. And it turns on ultraviolet LEDs, little lights inside that shine ultraviolet. And ultraviolet kills bacteria. So the idea is you put it in there, the ultraviolet light shines on it, and it sanitizes those areas. Honestly, impossible to know how good a job it does without doing a sort of microbial analysis of how many germs there were before and how many there are after. But, you know, it's a well-established principle that ultraviolet does kill germs. I guess the issues would be, I wouldn't rely on it completely. If you're really concerned, I would still give it a wipe down. But actually, it's a really simple way to do a sort of a basic sanitization of your phone or other devices. And, you know, they talk about it killing 99% of bacteria. I can't, you know, confirm that, but, you know, it doesn't seem an unreasonable claim to me. And then if your phone is compatible with Qi wireless charging, and that's spelled Qi, Qi, Chinese. It means that when you put your phone on top of the device, it charges it wirelessly. So inside for sanitization, on top for wireless charging. And for about £40, I think that's a bargain.
Excellent. Well, Fevzi, good talking to you. If people want to find out more, and they can contact you directly, your Twitter handle is what?
It's at Gadget Detective. If you've got a question, come there and I'll do my best to help you. Or if you want to hear more of me spouting technology, go to gadgetdetective.com.
Nice stuff. Thank you, Fevzi. We'll catch up with you in a month with more gadgets and more bits.